Hey, 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 my lovely. Hi, Joe Warwick here. And today I have an exercise for you to help you come into your receptive mode. This process of allowing and receiving more means that you have to do some forgiveness of the feminine. Forgiveness of the feminine energy, forgiveness of women, forgiveness of the feminine within yourself, so that you can soften, relax, and allow the feminine flow that is the universe to flow to you, through you, and out of you, which is what creates this magnetism of energy to receive openly and lovingly. Does that sound good? So I'm going to encourage you to, you can do this with a journal. You can start first off by writing down every woman in your life, every woman you've known, every woman that you've connected to, every single woman who's been close to you that you can think of who comes to mind. And the first stage of this is to go through that and go through this lift and use the, I can never remember how to say it, Ho'oponopono. I'll never get it right when I say it. But basically what you're saying is, thank you, I'm sorry, I love you, I forgive you. Those words are thank you, I'm sorry, I love you, I forgive you. Now, you can say them in any order that come to mind, but you need to place your hand on your heart, hand on a heart, on your belly, and imagine and really feel into those words of this person. And so you just imagine this person, think of their name, and then say these words with meaning until you feel that the energy becomes lighter and soft, and it's as though they almost just flow away from you. So you're letting them go. You can visualize if you wish to imagine them like a balloon. So to imagine their name inside of a balloon and then letting it go. But really what you'll just get better and better at is just simply feeling the energy just lift and lighten from you. And all you're doing is just letting that go. And it doesn't matter what level of relationship you've had, because all relationships end up with a sort of entanglement. Some will be heavier and denser than others. So particularly around grandparents, you know, grandmothers, mothers, sisters, best friends who have been like sisters, all of those kind of relationships can be heavier. And you can work your way out and then become a bit more like a collective. So you can start to then say, you know, for all the women who have ever been in my life, and then do the process. So thank you, I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry. Thank you, I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry. Thank you, I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry. And saying it, and so you're working out. You're working out like an onion layer. So you can do that side of it. Give yourself time for this and just let it go. And then the second part is to do it to the feminine inside of yourself. You may want to do this on a separate day or on the same day. And think about all the different parts of yourself. So you can write it down first if you wish, to think about yourself in different parts. So you've got your inner girl, so your little child, your inner self, your little girl. You've got your inner teenager. You've got your inner wise woman. You've got your, who's your sort of grandmother. You've got your inner mother, whether you've manifested her or not. You've used her in other parts. You've got your inner mother, your inner wise woman, your inner teenager, your inner girl, a little girl. You've also got maybe your business self, your career self, your money self, your sexual passionate self, all these different elements of yourself. So your creative self, to do exactly the same process. So to imagine this, you state it out loud. So, you know, so for my passionate sexual self, I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, thank you. I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, thank you. Okay. And by doing this, again, setting these parts of yourself free into, and you will find there are different parts of yourself that will feel heavier than others, and then you can let them go. Now, the law of attraction, as you go through this process, will make you think of things. Use it. So you'll suddenly think of someone. And if you're doing one of these processes and you suddenly think of somebody, do it on that person that you think of. Yeah. The person who comes to mind, do it. Go straight into it and do that person, because the law of attraction is bringing it in for you to clear it. So just, you know, using the law of attraction, using your soul, your subconscious, is just going to help you to lighten and clear anything and anyone who's in the feminine. And then you can do it again as a collective and think about, so for all the feminine energy in all forms, I love you, I thank you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, I love you, I thank you, forgive you. I'm sorry, I love you, I thank you, I forgive you. I'm sorry. You can even do it for all the women on social media. I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, thank you. For all your clients. So you can do it for clients individually if they're particular ones that you feel sort of slightly heavier energy, or you can do it for all of your clients. So some things you can do on a closer level and on a wider level. So all of this will make you feel lighter. It will free you up. It will open up this allowing of the receptivity, because to receive, we must be in our feminine energy. That is the potency and magnetic force that allows you to manifest. So any distortion in your energy of related to women and femininity will cause an issue for you to not be able to receive. Okay. And take lots of deep breaths with it, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Take big, when you start, breathe out. It's always good to big sighs, drink plenty of water, give yourself time for it. There may be emotions, you may cry. This is all good. It's okay. You're just letting it go. You're just letting it go. It's also good to really do it, you know, for all your ancestors, you know, for all your feminine ancestors that you've loved and you've known, or your family, you know, who have passed, you know, I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, thank you, I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, thank you, I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, thank you. And as you can hear, I always do it in sets of three. So three is a good number. You may need to do six, lots of it, you know, so if it's a heavier energy, but until you feel the lightening, three, you know, is a sort of normal for the quick releases. And then you may find over the following days that it will keep coming up for little bits that have to go. But this process, give yourself sort of 3 or 4 days for it, and you will find a massive different shift in your body about how you connect with women, how you're connecting to yourself, how you're receiving. It's such a beautiful experience. I wish I could say the word Ho'oponopono, I think it is. It's the Hawaiian technique, but it's the energy in it. It's the power of power words and giving yourself that energy release. Really beautiful experience. So enjoy. Be aware of the transformations. Be aware of how you feel. Jot down the experience that happens to your energy. You may find that you know, that a weight comes off your shoulders or off your heart or off your belly or in your womb space, that you're going to have a real physical reaction to doing this exercise. Okay. And that's good. It's really good. You want to feel lighter and freer to allow the pure source divine energy of the universe to flow to you, through you, and for you, and out of you, so that you can manifest. All right, my lovelies, have a beautiful experience, and I speak soon.